WFMD, AM
930. 622 at WFMD. It is the Morning News Express. Good morning. 301-694-9363 is the number to the Southtown Creamery Morning News Express. And that's the number. Former Mayor Jeff Holtzinger, we used to call him the Lunch Pail Mayor, gave us a call. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How was your New Year's and holidays and all that other stuff?
It's been great, and it's my anniversary day, so I'll wish my wife happy anniversary on there.
How many years?
29.
Wow. Good for you. You're able to keep her that long.
That's right. I agree.
Well, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you is that there's been some progress or lack of progress or just a change of progress to the Hargett Farm, right?
Yeah,
the Hargett Farm, which as when you were the mayor, you bought and had a vision as a regional West Side regional park for the city of Frederick.
That's correct.
And I don't remember. You know, I know we're going to talk. You know, this is going to be talked at ad nauseum. But what was the purchase price of that?
It was $18 million. A lot of money.
$18 million. So you have taken a lot of grief for that, and still take a lot of grief for that. And there's, and then the price tag they got, the first one from when they first researched this was like $98 million to make it look good.
Right, and it just, you know, that was never my thought. My thought was the biggest expense with that was going to be the purchase price. There's ways to do that. I just don't think they're thinking outside the box at all. And I don't even know if it necessarily takes thinking outside the box. Just a matter of being more resourceful. One thing we also did is we bought some equipment when I was in office, in part with an eye to using it up there to do some of the work ourselves. The land is relatively, flat. Which is going to make it easy to grade. That's one of the purposes we bought it. And, you know, it kind of sits off to the side of residential areas, which is going to make it less likely that lights and, you know, PA systems are going to bother adjoining owners. That's been a problem at some of the other parks in Frederick when you have Little League games, you get complaints about the lights and the loudspeakers. And it's still pretty close to a pretty big population center in the city of Frederick. But one of the big things, the site is so easy to grade. And the city has the ability to do it in-house. They have very excellent engineering and planning and surveying talent right there, and they certainly have operators that can do this. Now, you're not going to build a whole thing at one time, but, you know, really at this point, there's no reason 30 or 40 acres of that park couldn't be in ball fields. You may not get turf fields right away, but you certainly can set up the grading. It's not hard to do. So you could put turf fields in later should funding for that become available. I worked on plans to convert Urbana's football field, the high school, to a turf field. It's not really all that difficult. It takes maybe a little bit of foresight, but there's templates for ball fields, you know, different type of playing fields. You know, and I also thought that area could have been used for a little bit of a DPW satellite, kind of build it into the farmstead around the houses so it didn't stick out like a sore thumb up there. Mm-hmm. Keep trucks from having to run all the way back to the east side where DPW is. Near MVA, you know, and you could have put a little bit of refueling ability, maybe to reload salt, maybe a little bit of equipment storage out there. And, you know, I don't know that the police like this idea. I thought maybe it'd be a nice place to have a substation or maybe another PAL center.
So your vision, and I don't remember that being laid out. I don't remember hearing your vision for the park. I just remember that you wanted to have it. And some of those things that you're saying seems quite feasible and quite reasonable.
Yeah, well, I know it can be done. The example is Heritage Farm Park. The town of Walkersville is, you know, much smaller city for it. It does not have the in-house resources, but somehow they figured out a way without spending huge dollars on consultants. They've got a pretty nice park out there.
They
started out with gravel parking lots, gravel, that's fine. For what you need, the need is for fields so you're not beating the heck out of the Frederick County Public Schools, you know, different athletic fields, which are used a lot by the local recreation leagues. And, frankly, Middletown, Walkersville, Thurmont all have better active recreation facilities than the city of Frederick, and they're much smaller. There is the need there to do it. That's the reason to spend that type of money. But I certainly never envisioned coming up with these, grandiose plans. And they're nice. Don't get me wrong. But there was no sense in my mind spending money on the consultant because they knew there was no capital money to do that type of work. And I, you probably know this, I do work for the city of Brunswick.
Right.
And yeah, it just shows you they are extremely resourceful. And I know there's folks within the Department of Public Works that are the same way as the city of Frederick. They just have to be given faith that, yeah, it needs to be made a priority for them. So, you know, part of it all depends on what the view of the elected officials are. I don't see them. It just seems as though they don't think they can do anything unless a consultant gives them a report on it at a huge price tag.
Well, that, and you know, it's funny because, I mean, it just depends on what people want. And, I mean, you know, and I like it because I've ridden it. I've ridden through the, you know, the bike paths in Frederick, and they built that huge bike tunnel. I don't have a clue what that costs.
It was over $1 million. Well, I know a little bit something about that too. I mean, it was over $1 million. I like the idea of connecting, you know, the different parts of Frederick. But you know, two things. Look at the $250,000 you spent on the consultant report, which really, I read some of it. It doesn't really, it's not giving anything profound in there. It's a bunch of reporting on stuff that didn't need to be done, in my opinion. That would have gone a long way, even if you didn't do it in-house. If you got a grading contractor and you know, you gave them a little plan, say, here, go at it. We want to get this graded, and we'll seed it, and then in a year or two, we'll have play fields ready. But imagine the $1.4 million they spent on that tunnel. There was another option for that tunnel. There was a third conduit under 15 that really isn't necessary to convey the creek underneath 15 there.
Mm-hmm.
For people who didn't want to use a crosswalk, they could have easily taken part of that tunnel. And in my opinion, again, I look at it as both kind of from an engineering standpoint and as the mayor at the time. But it just, everybody was aghast because you had people riding through that tunnel down there. And, you know, potentially that's a place where a tax can happen. But that's no different than the tunnel they put in now.
Yeah. Oh, no,
that's that type of money.
That's the first thing I said when I rode through it. Wow, this is beautiful. But, boy, I wouldn't want to be a female or ride through this in the middle of the night or something. That'd just be a little scary.
Right, and unfortunately that's the case. But so in my opinion, you could have – that's an area, again, by thinking outside the box, they could have used part of the other conduit there and maybe elevated it a little bit and put a path in there and wound it right back into the path. Where you could have gone, the same thing you do now, you can still walk the road, cross there where they think there's that dangerous issue with the ramp, or you could go through the tunnel. So for people who didn't want to go through the tunnel, they could stay on the path and tie back in. I just think that's something they could have saved quite a bit of money by doing a little bit of retrofit in that third box town culvert underneath 15 that already existed.
Well, I got one more. I got a couple more questions for you. Can you hang on through the news?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
It's the former mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Rand. I'm going to call him Mayor. Mayor Jeff Holtzinger, former Mayor Jeff Holtzinger, the Morning News Express at Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The South Mountain Creamery Morning News Express with Bob Miller on 930 WFMD.
636 at WFMD, and former mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Jeff Holtzinger, is on the phone talking with him about the Hargett Farm Park, which he bought when he was the mayor. At a pretty substantial price tag. But, you know, something that I've said numerous times, Jeff, and that is at one point in time, somebody has to make those kind of decisions and spend that kind of money. And whether I agree with it or not, and I don't always agree with purchases and stuff. I mean, you harken back to what Ron Young thought about when he did two things. He buried the wires in Market Street, which a lot of people were up in arms about, but look what that did. And, of course, his vision for the Carroll Creek project. Is this, do you feeling this kind of make maybe in the same vein of thought process of that vision? It's not going to be something that's going to happen right away, but down the road it will be a west side jewel of the city of Frederick?
Well, I think so. But I guess one difference is I don't see the need for the type of additional investment like Carroll Creek, like the Carroll Creek Linear Park or the Barry Blunt there. I think so many consultants and construction companies would love to have some of the talent that the city has on its staff. Use it. Use that talent. There's no reason you cannot do that. I think local government, state government, all of it gets too much into the mode of we've got to always use outside sources. And, you know, consultants, the city has got a lot of very experienced and, you know, very talented Everything from engineering to surveying to planning to guys in the operations part of DPW. Let me tell you another thing, too, that part of that was to realign Butterfly Lane to help work on some of the problem on that corridor. So that was another thing. And there was a plan. There was basically what they're talking about going back to now was a kind of a land bay plan where you don't set everything in stone, but you look at certain areas for what you want to do there. That was there, you know, as we bought the park. The, you know, preliminary realignment of Butterfly Lane was there. So my guess is that some of the studies were based initially, at least, off this very beginning land plan for the property. But to be sure, it is a lot of money, you know, and I take that seriously. But I think at the end of the day, if they can follow through with developing this park, it'll be well worth it. It's a facility that's, you know, sorely needed in the city of Frederick. And I don't think any way you could ever say it would pay for itself, but I think if you had a facility which ended up being something like the South Germantown Regional Park, it would help bring some business to the Golden Mile. Because if you're able to hold, there's no place in the Frederick now you could hold a tournament, a big soccer tournament, lacrosse tournament, or those type of events. You could now just think of what that would end up bringing to the Golden Mile. Mm-hmm. You know, people looking to eat or to get fuel, whatever.
Now, the other thing is you mentioned utilizing the talents in the city of Frederick, and I agree with that, and you talked about that. But what about the time commitment when it comes to something like that?
Well, there's no doubt. It would you'd have to have some priorities that maybe would change. But, again, you don't have to do a whole thing at one time. And this is not something, let's say they get into starting to grade a field and they just can't get done because something else comes up the street or something like that. That's something you can stop. You stabilize the site, and you stop, and you get back on it as you can. But, you know, even if they took one or two guys that are good operators and kind of made that their main project, I think it would go a long ways to getting it done. I worked with a guy down in the city of Brunswick. I gave him the equipment they have in the city of Frederick. We bought a good-sized crawler loader and a dozer, which I think they've used, for instance, over behind Walmart in the soccer field they have over there. That guy could put in a lot of the fields, you know, in the time that is passed since we bought the park. And I think they can do the same. I think they have the same type of guys or ladies over at the city of Frederick. So I just think it has to be made a priority. And again, you know what? That's that the elected officials just may have a different view of what they want to make a priority. I tend to think that they get caught up in things and spend too much time. As my former director of public works, Earl Reed, used to say, they become professors of minor detail.
Alderman, and we got to let you go because the other mayor, the elected mayor right now, Mayor Randy McClement, just walked into the studio. So we'll talk to him about this, get his thoughts on it. One of the questions that I have, and I got to wrap it up and just make 30 seconds or less. Alderman Michael O'Connor, in discussion of the Hargett Farm Park, said something that he would like to get kind of an advice. I guess I want to, you know, not to take words out of his mouth, but I don't remember exactly his words, but like an advisory committee or a panel that they had when they did the linear park down in Carroll Creek. Would that be something that you would be part of if we're asked?
Well, I would certainly. I've already offered to volunteer engineering time. I'd certainly do it. I just wonder if sometimes those things end up becoming paralysis by analysis. And this is really no dig at Randy. It's really not his background. It is my background. But I just think they have the resources to do it in-house. All you got to do is look to Walkersville. If you want to hire a consultant, hire Ralph Whitmore. He'll show you how to get it done with, you know, some elbow grease.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Right. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks. Enjoy your day.